Georgia real estate headlines. Fulton County Board of Assessors, annual notices of assessment mailing, mid-June. The Fulton County Board of Assessors plans to mail annual notices of assessment in mid-June. Real estate professionals in GA need these notices to advise clients on property tax appeals and valuation disputes. Monitor htitefultonassessor.org for exact mailing dates and appeal deadlines. Georgia real estate headlines. GA DOR expands online access to county property records. The Georgia Department of Revenue maintains a directory linking to county tax office websites, where the Board of Tax Assessors handles property valuations and the tax commissioner collects ad valorem taxes. Real estate professionals in GA can quickly verify assessments and tax status across counties without making redundant phone calls. Bookmark the DOR's County Links page to streamline your due diligence workflow. https://dor.georgia.gov/property-records-online. Georgia real estate headlines. Georgia agent commission rates. New data breaks down earnings by city. Calibri Real Estate School has published a guide showing how much commission real estate agents make in Georgia, including average commission rates by city. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps Georgia agents evaluate their earnings potential and negotiate competitive splits in their markets. Review the city-by-city commission breakdown at calibrirealestate.com to see how your market compares. Georgia real estate headlines. Georgia realtors, what average commission rates mean for your business. HomeLight breaks down the average Georgia real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay realtors to list and sell a home. Understanding prevailing commission rates helps Georgia agents competitively position their services and communicate value to prospective clients. Review the rate breakdown and seller-focused tips at the link to refine your own commission conversations. Georgia real estate headlines. Gwinnett County tax assessors unveil property ownership database for GA pros. The Gwinnett County Tax Assessor's Office provides property ownership data containing property details such as ownership and values for parcels. Real estate professionals in GA can access verified ownership and valuation data to support transactions, comps, and market analysis in one of the state's largest counties. Browse the database at the source URL to look up parcel ownership and assessed values. Georgia real estate updates. Georgia Tax Assessors Portal unlocks parcel, tax, and GIS data for all 159 counties. Georgia Assessors provides a centralized gateway to every Georgia county's online parcel data, tax digest, and GIS maps, searchable by owner name, address, parcel number, legal description, or account number. Real estate professionals across GA can quickly access property records, sales comparables, and assessment data essential for valuations, transactions, and client advisory. Bookmark this portal to streamline due diligence and comparable sales research. www.qpublic.net/vassessors/loadpage.php.loaded=1. Georgia Real Estate Updates, Georgia Commission Guide, How Rates, Splits, and Negotiations Impact Your Bottom Line. Calibri Real Estate published a comprehensive guide covering average real estate commission in Georgia, how commissions are split, who pays them, and strategies for negotiating rates. Understanding commission structures directly affects how Georgia agents price their services, structure deals, and maximize earnings in a competitive market. Use the commission calculators and salary tools at the link below to benchmark your rates against Georgia averages. Georgia real estate updates. Georgia Real Estate Commission login portal. Access your account. The Georgia Real Estate Commission provides a secure login portal for licensees and applicants to access their accounts. Real estate professionals in GA need this portal to manage licenses, renewals, and continuing education requirements. Log into your GREC account at hata.gri.state.ga.us/ to stay current with your credentials. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement. not just the lenders. Not background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most GA jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of GA cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day, and in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for a rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it.